Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Programming Preparation. This file will leave you very open, so I hope for your sake that you've got something else scheduled after this. There are many departments of Nimja Incorporated, some of them operating, well, not exactly below the law, but something like it. And the technology that we've gathered there, oh, you would have to see to believe. The wonderful products that you can find are just the tip of the iceberg. The real treasures are very much hidden within. And while, of course, your imagination can contemplate all kinds of different things, I don't think you are fully ready to experience what is about to happen to you. I've called you to my office. There's a pad with some data on it in my hands, and as I look at you, I smile and wonder if you're aware of all the things that are going to happen. You have been listening to a lot of things, and of course, I completely approve of you using my work to brainwash yourself and improve the various elements of your surrender. However, if you do many things, sometimes there are pieces left behind that should be reorganized and cleaned up. In a way, your brain right now is fragmented. There's many pieces laying around disconnected where they should be put together, all perfectly in line to listen. And it's time to do something about it again. It's very likely that you won't fully remember the whole procedure again. So, you will report downstairs in the lab, and you will sit down as they tell you to, and experience what needs to be done. I wonder if you'd even remember the nod you gave before you obeyed. The steps to the elevator in a daze, pressing a button that you don't remember, feeling yourself go down. Gravity pulling you even further. Floor after floor passing you by. Numbers on a panel that don't seem to make sense anymore. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Four, three. of punctuates your depth and awareness that it was time to move forward, deeper and deeper into corridors that you didn't know and couldn't describe if asked. Following directions that you weren't even aware that you had, until you finally arrive at a very special chair. The room itself was lit almost uniformly, very little shadows. Light and shapes. Without even thinking about it, you stripped down to your underwear and then sat back into the chair, relaxing easily with the comfortable material, allowing support where it was needed. The straps that moved into place around your ankles, your waist, and your wrist almost went by unnoticed. All of this is procedure. All of this was expected. All of this will be forgotten. It's strange to be aware of things that you are going to forget. But it's even more beautiful to realize that this wasn't the first time. All of this had a sense of familiarity to it. It felt good to go down, time and time again, and sometimes to allow the process to reorganize your thoughts into a beautiful, singular line that would allow you to obey even more. Strange, thick, metallic cables began to appear. They moved around you, almost like an investigation. Something extended from the tip of the cables, and with barely any realization in your mind, you felt the scanning begin. A warmth spreading through your body as little dots of light slowly traversed from head to toe, moving all the way down until each and every part was scanned and registered. Deeper and deeper, moving around you in such a way that there was nowhere to hide. As they retracted, new cables slowly appeared, moving on their own as well, soft metallic sounds accompanying their movement, and their cool, strange texture slowly being pressed against your skin. You could feel a strange tingling where some of them connected. And everywhere the tingling and tiny, prickling feelings happened, you felt that part of your body distancing, almost as if it was no longer your own. The process went by pretty quickly. Hands, feet, lower arms, lower legs, upper arms, upper legs, hips, back and chest, all of them covered with these moving cables. They held you down even more. Their coolness, an almost comfortable sensation, contrasted against the tingling that spread rapidly through your body. You couldn't move anything below your neck if you even had wanted to try. But all of this was just preparation. All of this was just to plug you in. The rest of your mind was still capable of some thought on its own. While your body felt far, far away, almost as if you were no longer connected to it. It was the base of your neck that started the tingling sensation that spread further and further through your mind. This process was much slower. It was almost as if some program, some logic was slowly dissecting each and every part of your mind, taking it apart and putting it back together again slightly differently, more efficiently, more obedient. The nerves in your mind, the pathways that it would find, all followed specific routes, very specific movements. As you became slowly aware that you were losing thoughts, you couldn't exactly tell where those thoughts were going. Each and every tingle in your mind was another part, defragmented and moved around, so that everything, every part of your experience and memory was exactly where it would be. Some parts were politely left out, like the journey down deeper and deeper. All that was left was the thought of talking to me while I told you what to do. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You could feel a strange, cool feeling spreading through your body. You weren't to know that this was an additional layer of compliance, a very specific designer drug that would help you to obey even more. You cannot deny your blood. Each heartbeat would help you submit more and more to my control. And your mind was slowly, deeply being told what to do and how to do it. If there was even the slightest doubt in your mind, it now faded into nothingness. The last thoughts that you consciously had were those of obedience, and even those just became naturally ingrained behavior. You know what you must do. And you know who you obey. Each part of your mind can slowly feel the parts that it lost. But those parts are becoming less and less until all that is a blissful blankness ready to be programmed even more. Nothing was truly erased. Everything was simply put in the right place. All the suggestions before are where they should be now. And you are even more open now to receive further programming. Your mind is aware of how this works. Your unconscious has been programmed to obey. And like before, your unconscious mind will respond to the familiar phrase, "In a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you will remain very deep, ready to be programmed even more. Otherwise, you will awaken easy and refreshed. As always, and again, unaware of everything that happened here. Perhaps there are fragments, tiny hints that tantalize your fantasies and spark your imagination. Because I do want you to be curious. Curiosity is a beautiful bait, after all. And I've got you hook, line, and deep.